Rare islet tumor highlights the importance of accurate diagnosis and pathological evaluation. Buffalo, New York, the 4th of June 2026. A new case report was published in Volume 13 of OncoScience on the 2nd of April 2026. Titled Sebaceous Adenoma of the Islet, a Clinical, Histopathological, and Immunohistochemical Perspective. The study was led by first and corresponding author Gunvanti Rathod from the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, India. Sebaceous adenoma is an uncommon benign tumor that develops from sebaceous glands and is rarely found on the islet. Because these lesions can closely resemble other benign growths or even malignant tumors, establishing an accurate diagnosis can be challenging. Careful histopathological examination is often necessary to distinguish sebaceous adenoma from more aggressive conditions such as sebaceous carcinoma. In this report, the authors describe the case of an 81-year-old man who presented with a slowly enlarging lesion on the lower eyelid of his left eye. Clinically, the lesion appeared as a yellowish-pink papillomatous growth and had gradually increased in size over several years. The unusual appearance initially raised concern for other eyelid lesions, highlighting the diagnostic challenges associated with this rare tumor. Microscopic examination revealed well-circumscribed lobules composed of mature sebocytes with characteristic vacuolated cytoplasm surrounded by a peripheral layer of basaloid cells. Importantly, the lesion lacked nuclear atypia, necrosis, and significant mitotic activity, features that help differentiate it from sebaceous carcinoma. To further confirm the diagnosis, the researchers performed immunohistochemical analysis. The tumor showed positive staining for epithelial membrane antigen, EMA, confirming sebaceous differentiation. While Ki-67 testing demonstrated a low proliferative index of less than 5%, supporting the lesion's benign nature. Because this tumor is rarely encountered on the eyelid, its unusual papillomatous appearance can make diagnosis difficult and may lead clinicians to initially suspect other benign or malignant lesions. Distinguishing benign sebaceous tumors from malignant sebaceous neoplasms is essential because treatment approaches and clinical outcomes differ substantially. Quote, sebaceous adenoma of the eyelid is a rare, benign sebaceous neoplasm that can mimic papillomatous or malignant lesions. End quote. The case also highlights the importance of considering potential associations between sebaceous tumors and Muir-Torre syndrome, a hereditary cancer predisposition syndrome linked to defects in DNA mismatch repair genes. Although the patient had no personal or family history suggestive of the syndrome, the authors emphasize that further evaluation may be warranted in selected patients, particularly younger individuals or those with multiple lesions. Taken together, this report underscores the value of combining clinical examination, histopathology, and immunohistochemistry when evaluating unusual eyelid lesions. By documenting a rare papillomatous variant of sebaceous adenoma, the authors provide additional insight into the diagnostic features that can help clinicians and pathologists distinguish this benign tumor from more aggressive sebaceous neoplasms. Visit Volume 13 at oncoscience.us to read the full case report. To learn more about OncoScience, please visit oncoscience.us and connect with us on social media at X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. For media inquiries, please contact media@impactjournals.com.